not so well. It's actually quite disappointing. So we were waiting all around at 7:30 to see the figures, and then that was quite clear that we didn't get the additional funding that we were asking for, which was $1.4 million annually, on top of the $2.2 million to run the digital radio infrastructure for stations like Radio Adelaide and 36 other stations across the country. So, yeah, I'm feeling a little bit flat, but we're not down and out. We'll continue to fight the battle and to see if we can get the funding restored.
So is community radio set to get that $2.2 million?
So that's there, and that's that was their last budget in the 2012 budget. But what was short was $1.4 million. It went to the federal government in the last budget, 2012, was about 3.6 annually to run the digital radio infrastructure for 37 stations across Australia, and $2.2 million came through. So we've been fighting to get that restored, and last night we didn't. So, you know, we'll have to reassess what we do, but certainly positive. We've got 42,000 people who signed up on the campaign, so we'll keep in contact with them. We'll be meeting with the Minister's office, but we're very mindful that it's an election year, and we'll certainly be casting our net a little bit wider and asking all parties to see where they stand as far as digital radio goes.
Well, of course, short of winning the lottery, is there any other way that we can get that $1.4 million shortfall without the government's help?
So the problem is, because it's not a lot of money for the federal government, $1.4 million, but we're talking about $40,000 per station, and some stations just cannot afford that. And so you're in a situation where, you know, you've got your haves and have-nots on digital radio. And it's been the government's commitment, and they've made it quite verbal a couple of years ago, that they were in there to help us and support it. And so we're quite shocked last budget where they fell short. And it's been something successive governments have supported. And we're talking about just the transmission side of things. So each station has to provide new content and production. Stations have actually fundraised to build new studios. So it's not like we've just had our hand out to do it and ask the government to pay for all of it. Stations have been investing their own time and money.
Now, you've got the Commit to Community Radio campaign. Now, how big's this gotten?
So we've got about 42,000 people who have signed up. And so that's been a fantastic result for us. And there's been thousands and thousands of emails that have gone to their local MPs or to Senator Conroy himself. So that was quite successful. It just seemed to fall on deaf ears when it came to budget night. Certainly, in the coming weeks and months, we'll be campaigning further. As I said, it's an election year, and we'll be seeking, you know, support from all parties, see where they stand. I'd encourage people to jump onto that website, which is committocommunityradio.org.au. Find out who your local MP is, because you can type in your postcode. Write to them and ask them where they stand and see how they can support digital radio as far as community stations go.
Well, we've had reports at Radio Adelaide of people who are supporting community radio sending really negative messages to their local members, and also Senator Conroy, about the job they've done. Do you think we shot ourselves in the foot a bit?
I don't know, because we're talking about, you know, there's a quarter of, you know, Australians listen to community radio every week, and you can't sort of manage everyone's, you know, approach to these things. I think there's a lot of passion out there for community radio, and people voice that passion, and it's a democracy, and if the government can't take a bit of flack from their constituents, then they're in the wrong job.
Well, are there certain messages that you'd like people to put in their letters that they're sending to their local members?
I think the questions would be, where do they stand? Are they going to fix the shortfall? What are they going to do about to fix it? And, you know, one of the things that they might underline is that when it comes to decision-making on election day, that they'll take that in consideration.
I'm speaking with President of the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, Adrian Basso, about the budget and how it's going to affect community radio. Now, was there more money heading the ABC or SBS's way?
Well, that's the interesting thing. So we didn't get any additional funding, but $100 million went to both the ABC and SBS. There was also a continuance of the free TV rebate for commercial licence of $600 million over 4 years. So we're talking $1.4 million annually. It's not a lot of money, so it's actually quite surprising that they couldn't manage or find a way to fix this shortfall. considering that they managed to find extra money elsewhere.
What kind of timeline are we looking at before we might see stations heading back off the digital spectrum?
We've been shuffling the chairs on the deck for quite some time. As I said, the shortfall came in from the last budget. We have to talk to stations and consult them and see what they want to do. So there'll be a bit of discussion, seeing where our options are, meeting with the minister. We haven't got much time left, and we'll have to make some tough decisions pretty soon.